My name is Oluwatimi Lee, and you guys are welcome to another amazing episode of Unscripted with Timmy. I've been MIA. I know I've been disappearing and I've not recorded in a while, so this is actually quite spontaneous. I've been thinking about recording something, but I've not been able to come together, put my mind together to record something. But before I jump into the entire episode, I have a guest with me, and I know it's someone that has been probably dying to be on the episode.
Wow.
Be on the podcast for a while.
Is that what you think?
Now he's found, found left and right. So yeah, you want to introduce yourself?
That's something is the cause of this episode.
Something is bad.
On another routine.
What the routine? Hey, introduce yourself.
One very beautiful girl like that from Delta State.
He's directing the public. You could be jailed for
he's
this.
Just doing this one because he has woman. Now because he get woman.
Why?
Now because he get woman.
Why he's directing the public? I have to say, this is actually the first time I'm in Port Harcourt, and if I have said me, I've opened me to nice bangas soup, and I keep telling you guys, you Nigerian if it's scatter. You see, my brothers and sisters will fix the country. You cannot keep all this beautiful food.
I know, right?
To a new country. No, we are all one Nigeria. Let's stick together.
At least because of the delicacies.
For the sake of the delicacies. So, I've actually been thinking about what I want to talk about, fine. And I think one thing that stood out in my mind to talk about is saying goodbye.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I know right. It's been a long day. I'm serious. So how do you say goodbye to people? How do you say goodbye? Are there situations where you had to walk away from people?
Let me say this. Let me tell you all what happened to me in 200 level.
This is what you're doing. You're going
to pass. So one special person that came up one day after chapel on Wednesday I'm leaving Bowen.
One of the most dramatic days I've
had. Oh my god. You did me death.
It was terrible.
I cried.
It was a real life situation. I thought I was going to leave Bowen at that time. I thought I was probably going to leave the country or something. I don't know. My dad was speculating. So it was a real life situation where I was really thinking that I might actually leave the school.
I cried and I was praying, let it go. let her go. Let her go by passenger. That's what I was praying. Oh my god. I was leaving and I was crying.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe it. Now, so. Saying goodbye is for you. I don't think it's your thing.
Mm-mm, at all.
I don't think it's anybody's.
If I can keep you till I die, I'm fine. Why should I say goodbye? After all the wonderful memories, please let's continue creating more.
Well, I think for me, I think I'm better at goodbye. I know how to look at people and be like, oh yeah, we've had a good run. Let's move on with our lives. You know that kind of thing.
My guy, hard guy with it. Do not lie.
I remember this one time that Maya was in school, and then he came upstairs. I was in secretariat, and then he came upstairs and then he went he's going fine. I need to boost and stuff. And I was like, oh okay, we'll go down. Fist bumped, and I just continued what I was doing.
Again, you went back to say I'm crying. Just say the truth.
No, I did
just
not. Actually, I did not. I think it was because I felt okay. Now me and Maya now. We go see jam. We see the rest of our lives together. So all these emotional goodbyes and all that. I remember the day JJ was doing, and people were gathered around him and literally crying. And I was telling people, I don't think I would ever have that. Why would you gather around me and be crying because I'm doing? Please, I know y'all love me, but y'all should cry privately. You know, that's cute. That's really nice. You know, I'm serious. Goodbyes for me. I'll be in there. See you later. You know.
Yeah.
I do more see you later. I remember when it was during the conference and the final was in the school final and I was in the school and we were in the night and we were outside and stuff. And then it was really goodbye for us because I'm in school and she would come back to school and stuff. And I think that's something that they said in my opinion we used to jump. And then look at me now, in Port Harcourt. It things.
Life and Derek.
Jigget. So
life and Derek.
Like I said, we go still jam every single time. We still meet, and then it gets better. You know, when you like interact outside school, be beyond the four walls of like school.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see fine things now. I don't think I've finished. Home and abroad. I've seen everything. I can give you SGs in case you're looking for secrets. Come to my DM. I have all the secrets, everything. And the fact that our brother is finer than her,
oh,
a lot of secrets.
How she
has been hiding her brother from
us.
There's a lot you guys need to know. But then, like I said, it's never goodbye. It's always saving. And that's the same thing with podcasts. So if you guys didn't know, I was supposed to have a quiet bomb against my will and my wish. And I'll be spending my next 3 weeks here in Akwa Ibom. And I don't think that would have
enjoy the Akwa Ibom delicacy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Ofen Sala.
Ofen Sala is not an Akwa Ibom food. How much does I tell you? It's an Igbo food. Akwa Ibom, you get Afang soup.
To Afang, to Ofen Sala.
You get Afang, you get Atama, you get Eddie Kaikon.
Eddie Kaikon called Eddie Jung. Anyway, so everything and anything, basically everything and anything. So it's going to be absolutely amazing. But I would have to be saying goodbye to you guys and seeing you guys later. But I promise one more episode before the year runs out. It's going to be the Christmas edition. So you guys definitely look forward to that. I have something amazing planned out. I have guests, and then we'll talk about love and review the year. So basically, we don't want this episode to be too long. So last words.
Sayonara.
Yeah, that's anyway, it was nice having you guys.
Bye.
Yeah. I'll see you guys later. See you guys.